Innovations Intermediate, A Course in Natural English, by Hugh Deller and Andrew Walkley, with Daryl Hocking. Published by Heinle, a part of the Thomson Corporation. Copyright 2004. Tape 1, Side 1.
Unit 1, Getting to Know You. Page 8. 3. More personal questions. Listen to the questions and practice saying them.
How old are you, if you don't mind me asking? How much do you earn, if you don't mind me asking? How long have you been learning English, if you don't mind me asking? What happened to your hand, if you don't mind me asking?
Unit 1, page 9. 5. Listening. You're going to hear a conversation that took place during the coffee break in a language class. Listen and find out which questions the speakers asked.
Do you mind if I join you?
No, of course not. Go ahead.
I'm Jack.
Lisa, hi.
So, were you here last term?
No, it's my first time here. What about you?
No, I started in September.
Oh, right. Do you live near here?
Yeah, in Highbury.
Oh, yeah. Whereabouts exactly?
Saints Road. It's just off Gillespie Road, near the big supermarket.
Yeah, I know it. I live in Old Street.
Right. You're not from here originally, though, are you?
No, I was brought up in Scotland, but I've lived down here for about 10 years now.
Right, right. I was going to say, I thought I could hear your accent. It's not very strong, though.
I know, I've lost most of it.
So, what do you do?
I'm a teacher. I work at St. Philip's, the school down the road.
St. Philip's? I used to go there.
Really?
Yeah. Is it still as bad as I remember it being?
I don't know. I think it's all right.
I hated it. I left when I was 16.
Oh, right. What do you do now, then?
Oh, nothing much. I work in Safeway's stacking shelves. I hate it. That's why I'm here. I want to get out and do something different. Go and work in Italy or something. Maybe teach English, even.
Good idea.
What about you? Why do you want to learn Italian?
Oh, my boyfriend's Italian.
Yeah? What do you need to come to class for? He should teach you.
Yeah, maybe. It's a bit difficult, though, because he speaks English really well. And he gets frustrated listening to me when I speak Italian.
Unit 1, page 10. The Secrets of Success. Sissy.
I think it's important to try to learn collocations, words which go together. It's much better than trying to learn single words. There are lots of words in English like get, give, go, make, do, which mean different things in different contexts. So it's best to try to learn phrases like get up, go shopping, make a mistake.
Russell.
Don't worry too much about your accent, so long as people understand you. It doesn't matter if you sound a bit Greek or Italian, or Chinese, or whatever. Everyone's got an accent, even the Americans, the Australians, and the British. It shouldn't be a big issue. It's also more important to be able to pronounce whole phrases or words together than it is to be able to pronounce individual words on their own.
Sashiko.
Make sure you revise what you study in class. And try to remember what you've studied in the book you're using. It's more useful to make sure you really know what you've already done than to always try to learn more and more new words that you can't really use.
Miguel.
Of course, grammar's important, but if you worry too much about it, you'll be too scared to say anything. It's important to be confident enough to try to say things without worrying too much about making mistakes.
Steve.
Don't worry about making a fool of yourself. When I first arrived in Peru to teach, I was visiting the headmistress of a local school, and I wanted to try out my Spanish. So I told her in Spanish that she had a buena escuela, which I thought meant nice school. However, with my poor pronunciation, it turned out that I told her she had a nice bum. It was a bit embarrassing, but we both had a good laugh about it.
Gao. It's better to try to learn lots of words and phrases than it is to just worry about grammar all the time. You can do more with a big vocabulary than you can with good grammar. Eduardo.
Make sure you remember that being able to use a word involves more than just knowing its meaning. It's important to learn how and when you can use that word as well as what it means.
Yun Sil.
Listen to as much English as you can, particularly things like soap operas, because they're full of useful everyday English. Also, try to use your English as often as you can, in class, with your friends, on the internet, so that you get better at using the language you already have.
Unit 1, page 11. 4. A quick quiz. Listen to these words.
Accent. Design. Coast. Whereabouts.
在线英语听力室 teamroom.com 欢迎您。